In her first book in over 20 years, Gloria Steinem, writer, activist, and organizer, offers a candid account of how her early years led her to an on-the-road kind of life, traveling, listening to people, learning, and creating change. In My Life on the Road, Steinem writes about some of the extraordinary people, famous and not, from whom she has learned along the way. She also reflects on how the most transformative ideas sometimes come from unexpected people and encounters. Gloria Steinem co-founded Ms. Magazine and helped found New York Magazine. In 2013, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. I spoke with Gloria Steinem last night. We taped a book show that will air in a few weeks. But we spoke as news was emerging from San Bernardino, California, and I talked with her for this segment about her initial reaction to last week's deadly shooting in Colorado Springs, where Richard Deere has been charged with 3 counts of murder for killing a responding police officer and 2 others who were inside a Planned Parenthood facility there.
Last Friday, a week ago, a man entered a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs and killed 3 people and wounded 9 others. How do you react to news like that, having seen such violence in the past, and especially violence against Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics?
Well, with anger and despair, and, you know, I mean, I think we share universal human emotions when we hear this. Over time, you see there's a pattern to it. These are what I would call superiority crimes, because there's nothing else to gain. They're not gaining power or money, like domestic violence, for instance, which is also a superiority crime. Frequently, men, if they kill their wife and children, they kill themselves. Men, and it's interesting that they're almost totally white men and not poor, go into a fast food place or a post office or a theater and just kill. They're not gaining anything out of that except control, except superiority. And I think that is an addiction to the false idea of the masculine role, that they have been raised in this culture that tells them that in order to be a real man, a person, they have to be in control. And it's like a drug they have got addicted to. So they will even damage themselves like a true addict and do away with themselves in order to gain control. And I do think we should call them superiority crimes. And they're racist crimes, too. You know, you see white men who have nothing to gain except superiority from damaging people of color, men of color. You see it in cops. And, you know, one kind of superiority crime is an indicator of another. For instance, one of the biggest indicators is domestic violence. Men who have been violent towards their children and their wives are often also violent towards people they regard as beneath them and or challenging their position in the hierarchy outside the home. There's a survey that shows that, for instance, in our police force, of the national police force, you might say, the incidence of domestic violence in police families is 4 times that in the public at large. And I think if we looked at that and helped people out of it, or at least, I mean, both were aware of it in recruiting and helped people out of it, we wouldn't have the same kinds of police brutality in general and racism in particular.
That idea of superiority when it comes to crime, especially in this case in Colorado, I wonder, and I ask you about why, because that violence obviously doesn't make any sense. And it's hard to come to terms with, but you also have to think about that idea of we don't want to kill a fetus, and yet we'll walk into a clinic and kill a human being, and how that makes sense. And there's some people who say, well, that doesn't make sense because they're crazy.
But well, they're not crazy. They are patriarchs. They are saying we have a right to control women's bodies in order to control reproduction. I would say, and most people would say, that we, male or female, have a right to control what goes on inside our bodies. And thus, you know, women have not only a right but a duty and an obligation to decide for, you know, the power of the government stops at our skins for both men and women. But if you regard women as belonging to society, belonging to patriarchy, and therefore women are dangerous, I mean, you know, we are seizing control of the means of reproduction. Even sounds radical, right? So so they fetishize a fetus who couldn't, you know, is not a person outside the body of the woman at all, is using her heart, her lungs, her kidneys, her, you know, she has the right to make that decision about how her body is used. But they don't believe she has rights.
As we wrap up, your new book is My Life on the Road. Tell us about the dedication to the book.
You know, I'm so glad that I dedicated this. I get gladder every day. because when I was 22 years old and on my way to India, working as a waitress in London, fleeing, not fleeing in a dramatic sense, but deciding not to get married, though I had been engaged at home, and it was part of the reason I was going to India, just to seek a different life, that I was, I knew I that I was pregnant. I suspected I was pregnant. I, you know, you do all kinds of ridiculous things, you know, like going horseback riding and throwing yourself downstairs or something in an effort to get your body back. But what happened was that in the phone book, I found a English doctor sitting in an old bed sitting room, an older man who actually was willing to risk his professional livelihood by signing a piece of paper saying that I could go and have a legal abortion. And so I really wanted to dedicate my book to him, and because he asked me to promise two things. One, I would not tell his name, and two, I would do what I wanted to do with my life. So I wanted to say to him, you know, I've done the best I can with my life. This book is for you.
And you've done what you've wanted to do.
I've done the best I could. I'm not saying I always did what was the right thing, but I think he would understand that he helped me give birth to myself.
Gloria Steinem, thanks so much for being with us and sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure.
Gloria Steinem is a writer, activist, and organizer. Her new book is My Life on the Road. It is published by Random House. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.